The businesses are cooperating as well.
I've been impressed.
Yeah. And thanks, JC and Wes, if you guys will continue to look into it.
I'll make a motion we adjourn.
Do we need to go into CDRA first?
No, we have to adjourn first.
Adjourn and then.
So we've got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
About a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Move that we go into the other meeting.
Okay, Kenny moves that we go into Community Development Renewal Agency meeting. Well, I guess we don't need a motion for that. I'll just call that to order. We have minutes that we need to discuss and approve from the November 6th meeting. I'll take a motion for that.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from our previous meeting.
Right.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? Okay, let's vote on this motion. JC?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Ken?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are approved. The third item is the annual report. So Brad, is that you?
Yes. The bylaws for the CDRA require that we have an annual meeting and that it be in January. And so that's essentially what we're doing right now is meeting that requirement by having an annual meeting. So it doesn't specify what we have to have, what we have to do in an annual meeting. So what I do is I usually just report on our annual report. I talked about this in November, so I'm not going to go over it. But I will go to the last slide. And
I was going to say, did it all look very familiar to all of you? We just saw it. Okay.
And what I will do is just let you know how much money we have returned to the store as of the end of calendar year 2018. And so if you look, sales tax, $386,000, resort tax, $163,000, real property, $125,000, almost $126,000. Personal property, $30,000, for a total of $705,791 in taxes, which the store paid, that was then reimbursed to them. So our agreement says that it's $1.2 million or 15 years, whichever comes first. So if you would go back to the probably the first slide. Okay, back. One more. Okay, yes. So it's $1.2 million or 15 years, which would be March 3rd, 2025, whichever comes first. So that would conclude our obligation for returning a tax incentive. So I would imagine the way things are going, it looks like it'll probably be March 3rd, 2025 when it ends.
We're not going to hit the amount first,
things could change dramatically, but it looks like that's the way we're going.
I've often wondered if, probably not the only one, that if when that time comes, And that's fulfilled, that Ridley's stays or goes.
I mean, I've...
And that's a ways down the road, but I've always thought about that.
Yeah,
see a vacant store there.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah, I would... what we actually pay them per year, it's usually somewhere around $60,000, which is significant, but is it significant enough to them that it would push them over the edge?
Maybe that's not enough to sway them, but yeah. I think they seem like they're doing okay. I don't know.
So I agree with you. I would hate to see that happen.
I would hope this day.
Yeah.
Any questions for Brad on that? Item four is department reports. What would that?
I just
no department report.
Yeah,
you just did it.
Yeah.
Okay. If there are no further questions, I would take a motion to adjourn.
Great meeting. Move we adjourn.
Okay. A second. Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Still awake. One question. It's got nothing. It doesn't need to. Is our assignment?